Sunday Lunch. Sunday Lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith. Tony Smith. On Phoenix 98 FM.
Yeah, that'll be me. I played that just in case these lads in front of me don't know who I am. Don't you know who I am? Welcome to the show. It's Sunday Lunch Show, Team Recovery.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I'm all good. I'm all good. So you found it okay?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Now, it's Kieran, Lloyd, Richie and Stuart. But in which order we got to go in?
No.
No, not Kieran.
So Kieran, Lloyd, Tom and Stuart.
Tom. Who's Tom?
This guy.
You're Tom.
Well, he was the guy who helped me start the group. No, he was in it before. He was the
right, guy. Got you. Okay, so you need to change all your Facebook. Okay. You're not local here. Whereabouts are you from?
Witham. Me, Tom and Lloyd are from Witham.
Yeah.
Stuart comes from Gray's Inn.
Okay, and first let's start off with the obvious question. Well, obvious to me is the name Team Recovery. Tell us how you came to that and what's it mean. I always think of Team America.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. There is another word, but hell yeah will do.
We'll hand it over to Kieran for that question.
I was kind of making a promo CD called Road to Recovery.
Yeah, and, still got it.
Richie, the other guy, I said, he was helping me make it, and he kind of hashtagged one night on Facebook Team Recovery. I don't like the sound of it, so I messaged Lloyd about it, contacted Lloyd, and Lloyd joined, and then we wasn't going to start off as a band, we was more just a bunch of mates helping each other, and I met Stuart in studio in Dartford, and he joined, and then I met Tom October that year, wasn't it, 2012?
Yeah.
Later on that year, and then Stuart was doing a music video called Small Bump, so we all got together to help him do it. And then we did a cover of Give Me Love by Ed Sheeran.
Yep.
And I did a bit of rapping in it. We put it on YouTube and it kind of went big. And a lot of people was just saying to us, why didn't we do live shows together? So that was it, really. The ball went from there and we just become a band.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty good. And have you been to Brentwood before, where they film all the Towie and stuff?
No.
You not thinking of going on the show or anything?
I don't think I'm that orange.
Yeah. Yeah, you have got to be fairly orange. Now, tell us, how did you all meet? Because I know you went for it briefly, but have you been friends for a while?
Well, me and Kieran have been friends for about 6 years now, and we both was making music at the time, and then was just finding a way to get it out there, so he messaged me, told me about the Team Recovery thing, but we didn't know what he was going to do. And then I met Stuart through Kieran, and the same with Tom, just later on through the process.
Yeah. And that's the... Is that your logo on your shirt?
Yeah, the
Team Recovery thing. Team Recovery. I suppose, do you get... If you go out, does people say, can you look at my car, mate?
No. People say that when we do a show. They're like, what, are you the hangover group probably after now or something? But
I knew you'd probably been asked that loads of times.
Yeah.
Right, let's get to the music. Because... For the listeners, what would you describe your musical genre, type of music?
We'd probably say acoustic rap, wouldn't we?
Yeah,
really?
Acoustic rap with a slight bit of R&B. People have said to us that we're like One Direction with a little bit of ghetto.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have been told that, but yeah, like Lloyd said, a bit of acoustic rap, a bit R&B. We like to do all different genres, to be honest, so we don't really want to put ourselves into one.
Yeah, I like your covers. You've got some great covers out. We're going to be listening to some of them soon. But a nice twist.
Thank you.
Now, what's made you want to jump into to music? What made you want to form this and get into an already saturated and very hard industry?
For me, I don't know. It was just like a Lloyd thing. I think it was just a local thing, wasn't it, really? You just started off with your mates.
Yeah.
Obviously, like, writing lyrics and rapping and stuff, and then...
If you enjoy doing it.
Yeah,
if you... Really, something comes of it. If nothing ever does, then, you know, we're happy still doing it.
A lot of people dropped out. Like,
has he suddenly got a lot shorter, or has he just sat down?
No, he's just sat down. Yeah, a lot of people dropped out in mine and Lloyd's era when it comes to rapping, didn't they?
I can hear you now, because your mic was about 6 foot away from you. You've got quite a few stock tracks now. We're talking enough to put on an EP. I know you've got kind of an EP out. I've seen the cover of it. Tell us a little bit about that. 'Cause at the moment, you've got about 4 or 5 tracks on it.
Yeah, that was called The Beginning.
Yeah.
That had 4 tracks, really. That was when we first got together, and we just, in more like 2 weeks, really, we just kept meeting up, and we just started to record instead of just doing the odd YouTube video. So we started to record, put it all on together, and we left it, distributed it out, really, for a free download.
Yeah.
So a lot of people were saying they couldn't download our stuff, so we just wanted to put it out.
Sorted. Right, we're going to do a track. You've got your first track, I know it is, but you're going to do a cover, or it's Don't Go, is that the one?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about the song and the cover.
Well, the original is by a singer-songwriter called Josh Kumra.
Absolutely.
And Rich 32. And we heard it, and then Stuart was just singing it one day. We was messing around, having a little jam, and then we thought, right, let's put a verse on it and see how it sounds. And it went together really well. And then we took it from there and just recorded it and put it out there.
Uh-huh. We used to record in a pub, because my mum used to manage a pub. And I was doing my shift downstairs, and these lads were upstairs in my bedroom recording.
Yeah, take that,
I left. And I came upstairs, and they just told me to jump on this track, so that was how it really went. That was our first ever track that we recorded.
Yeah.
That was with Richie on the guitar in that one. But it went well when we put it out.
Definitely.
Cool. I was just fiddling with a load of knobs like I do. Right, should we take it away?
Let's go.
Yes, go.
Okay, when you're ready.
With an elegant approach, thinking I was never paying no attention though. But I clocked her early from the head to the toe, spot positive about her. She will never know unless I write a song about it. Put it on the roads, then get her on the phone like,
look, here you go.
Quick dedication, personal show. It's elevation from her with this flow. It's all about you and the way I'm attracted. You're performing arts, but this ain't no acting. But the fact is, I'm a haps kid, cause this girl's on it and I know she's attractive. The chemistry's like rockets and matchsticks, so let's hope this song takes off that sick. I get the urge to just bring you on the stage, and when it gets to the chorus, you can
so
do the ad libs.
Landed to the pillows as I read the text. I thought that you was different, but you played with my head. So now the drink don't help when your brain's in a mess. Cause ever since you left, it's been nothing but stress. Now I sing, don't go, and yeah, I feel like wretch. We both play games, but you're playing them best. And we said a lot of things, but now we say a lot less. So tell me, girl, how you doing? Drop a text. I've been working hard upon these musical sets.
Trying to hit the right notes, but now everything's F.
And I ain't saying nothing, cause you know how it gets. You know I'm so right, so that's probably why she left. But please don't go, cause we're fighting instead. Let's take it way back to when our eyes first met. Cause I ain't found another girl's like you.
So
yet.
Don't go.
You think you need to do much more than take a
so
little
bit. Don't go, don't leave. Please stay with me. Cause you are the only thing I need to get by. To get by.
Listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
There you go. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Sounded good, man.
Cheers.
And it's very close to the ones, your production version. Yeah. Fantastic. And it's good to on when you're doing the vocals that you're all more or less equally involved in the track.
Yeah.
Which is great to see.
That's what we try and do. Yeah. We try to keep us all together involved. Yeah.
You know, I know on some tracks you can split it and you know have, but it's nice to when you've got you know each person's got a part. What music? What would you say? What artists would you pit yourself against? You know what inspires you? What's your music? Influences is the word. What influences
definitely
your music?
Maverick Sabre.
Yeah. For you? Yeah,
yeah, Maverick Sabre. Definitely.
Personally, for me, I like Plan B. I mean, I grew up listening to a lot of Plan B. So yep. Plan B was for me. And with the acoustic side of the group, it was more to do with... I started to like Ben Howard. You know yep. Ben Howard?
Yeah.
I started to like his songs, and I wanted to just do stuff with acoustic guitars, and that's how I kind of brought it into the group.
I do like a bit of Plan B. You haven't heard from the pages, have you?
No, he did Ill Manners. But he disappears, yeah, and he comes back.
Always,
and
he brings back.
He's a brilliant artist.
He's yeah. probably writing a new album because he does like the old controversial stuff. He's done the a couple of live shows and he's done the.
He's very versatile.
Well, he said he was going to do a reggae album next. So
yeah, interesting.
He probably would. He probably would. I reckon.
Yeah, knowing him.
But you can get away with things like that especially if you're kind of half rapping something. You can any type of music now. If you're doing like a slight urban rap in it, you can.
Yeah.
Turn it from its original genre to kind of urban pop, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely.
I probably know the answer to this next question, but if you could collaborate with someone, if you've got a record label and said, right, we want to put someone in on your group, who would it be? You're going to say Plan B now, aren't you?
That's a hard one.
I don't really know. I don't think we've ever really thought about that. No,
we haven't. We've never brought that up.
But it's a difficult one.
We'd want to do something, I reckon, that would make a lot of people think, oh, I didn't know they could do that. We'd want something different to be done. Maybe a bit of Skrillex or something, going on dubstep track.
Prodigy or something like that.
Something wild.
Pretty cool to...
I'm personally a big fan of Yodeling, so...
Did you say Frank Black?
Yeah, each in their own, yeah.
Would you each in music separately before you got to the band? Were you all kind of doing your own thing? Would you in other bands?
I was just solo.
Just solo, yeah.
I'm just a trumpet player. I play guitar, I play trumpet.
Oh, dear.
You're gigging at the moment, aren't you? Where can people find you over the coming months?
At the moment, we haven't got any shows booked at the moment because our speaker situation, there was a fire where some of our equipment wasn't got damaged.
Yeah.
So at the time, we are doing a lot of supporting. Like the last show we did was a charity show with a mate of ours called Just John, which is real new name's now Johnny Mack. But he raised over £2,000 for the British Heart Foundation.
Oh, that's good.
So we did that. That was well. So hopefully we're looking to get some more shows in Witten, but we want to branch out now.
Yeah.
We want to head to nearer London sort of way, like where the big boys are.
Where right? The London scene, yeah. Because you could kind of fall into the clubs, really, couldn't you? As well as singing in some of the bars and stuff. A lot of the clubs now are doing live music, and you can get some of put some bit of dance edge on some of those tracks as well.
Yeah, it would be nice. Yeah.
What would be your ideal gig? If you know festivals, do you see yourself?
Festivals are pretty.
Yeah, festivals would be.
That would be good.
I'd love to do a massive like O2 Stadium or something sell out. That would be brilliant.
Yeah, you should try it for Live Unsigned. As that ends up the Indigo O2, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Where's it? I've never heard of that one.
Live Unsigned.
Check it out. Google it. Live and Unsigned. It's like a big battle of the bands, and that ends up with a big finale at the O2. It takes place in lots of places in around London, mostly London.
Well, hopefully the Phoenix FM listeners will vote for us.
Absolutely. We'll put it online.
Oh, brilliant.
You're writing your own material as well, aren't you?
Yeah.
Do you write some of your own material?
Yeah.
Obviously, you're writing some of the rap bits on...
Yeah, mine and Lloyd's, all mine and Lloyd's raps are our own. We are starting to make our own sort of songs. We've got some instrumentals that we made, so we need to sit down together, write to them. But outside, like, we still do a little bit of solo stuff, but it's still in the group.
Uh-huh.
Like, we can upload it to the YouTube channel, but it'll still be under Team Recovery. I do some of my solo stuff. I'm working on my own promo. Lloyd does his stuff. Stuart does his own stuff. He's a bit of a... He's got fingers in every different bit of pie going. He's a producer of electric music, dubstep, everything he does, singing, he's just mad. Tom's doing his own little thing too.
Talk me through the rapping process because I've got a rapper in next week actually. Strike his name is. I've had Mr. Arch, GK on a couple of weeks ago, and is it hard to write raps or lyrics to those songs?
What, to the Team Recovery songs?
Yeah, or, I mean, if you're doing a cover and you're putting rap, you know, you want to rap over it. Is it easy to rap over something that's already there, or?
Well, yeah, you've already got the concept there and everything. Yeah, you know exactly what you're going for.
Yeah.
And then we always set it to 16 bars a piece, so we know what we've got to do and how long it's got to be. And as long as the subject's there, yeah, it's a lot easier to write. Definitely.
Me and Lloyd kind of feed off each other too, because we'll write together. If we're writing to the same track sometimes, we'll write together while we're in the studio. So I can always check with him if it sounds all right, and he can always check me if it sounds all right. So
how do you get on as a band? Do you gel well? You look like your body language, you're chatting away. Do you argue over productions of the tracks?
I'm probably the outcast of the group.
Let it put it this way. If you was in Big Brother and you've just been called in one by one into the Big Brother house, and they said, okay, housemate, who out of your fellow contestants, who would you vote off?
Stuart.
Who's the most annoying?
Stuart.
No, I don't know.
Who leaves his empty cans all over the place and think, Stuart?
I think we're all like that, to be honest. Sometimes Stuart can drift away, like when we're doing something, but he does come back. We just all have, we're all different really. We all have, I think, like Tom might find me annoying sometimes. Yeah. We're all the same really.
I keep forgetting about Tom. There he is.
Yeah, he's just the little one sitting down.
He's behind the screen.
He's not saying much.
He's the one doing
the ladies, man.
They're doing the guitar. Do you have lots of followers?
We have a good support group.
That's good.
I mean, in the first year, when we started, it was so surreal when we started, because we got so much love from it. Like, we would go downtown and people would, like, buy us drinks, or, like, we was in Morrison's once, and all four of us in this...
Remind me to come and drink with you lot next time, then.
You should, though. Now, this woman come up and said, you Team Recovery? And her daughter was around the other aisle. She said she was too shy to come up and speak to us. So stuff like that was really surreal for us.
That's good.
And we played in Colchester United Stadium football ground.
Yeah, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah, for the Tottenham versus Colchester game.
That's good.
That was 10,000 people. That was a nerve-wracking one, but it was good.
Yeah, sounds great. Now, do you get nervous when you go on stage?
Drink helps it.
It does have a few...
He's the most nervous out of all of us. He's
calm the nerves.
Yeah. I stress because I panic.
He's literally a diva. He is.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about some of your how to get your music and some of the media sites, etc. But we're going to do another track. What are you going to sing for us next?
And this one is Talisa's Young, but it's our own version, so.
Okay.
Young.
What's it called? Young.
Young.
Yeah, take it away.
Right. Cause we're young. I said forgive us for what we have done. Cause we're young. Yeah.
I'm young, so my life's trial and error. Far from dumb, my mind is quite clever. Every time I write a rhyme, I get better. Close your eyes and imagine if I never took the path that I had to endeavor. Recording in the shed with Sour or in studio with Vexa. Triggs and Deeps were among the best ones, but honestly there weren't even ten of us. Crime was more appealing than rhymes. Big group of kids always looking for a fight. Out all day rocking hoodies in the night. Couple days a week, everyone at Parkside. Yeah. But back then that was our lives. Typical teens, little in their eyes. Now we're grown up thinking about the times, but sometimes I wish I could rewind.
Forgive us for what we have done. Cause we're young. I said forgive us for what we have done.
Yeah.
Cause we're young.
Yeah. See, I remember as a kid growing up in this town with no hopes or prospects, nothing around. I'd build myself up just to get knocked down, and I'd break in the door just to get locked out. But stuff that I could shot the brown, build up enough cash, get my family up. Cause I'm real sick of all these hand-me-downs, and there ain't nothing worse than just standing round. When you try so hard to make your family proud, so you drink to your problems and drown them out. Or you can touch mic and just shout about all the times you spent trying to provide your rent. When times got hard, so you tried to rest, they all pushed you out, so you lied to them. With no energy left, you can't fight again, so you brave faced it with one smile left.
I said forgive us for what we have done. Cause we're young. I said forgive us.
say forgive us for what we have done.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Yeah, I like that track. It's a great cover of that track. I think it's a little bit better than Talisa's one. And if she escapes her sentence, then she might be back. It's going on at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's a naughty girl, she is. Fourth and great. And they've talked about reforming. And I think that'll be the best thing for
them.
End dubs, yeah. I think with now Daffy's a little bit more popular and he's taking the silly hats off. I think that if they reform, they'll do better as a group. Yeah.
I always thought that Fraser should have done a lot better because he kind of disappeared, didn't he?
Wasn't he?
He was good though.
I thought he said Fraser. Is he like one of those Star Trek things? Fraser, yeah. He done a lot of the production and writing, didn't he? Mm-hmm. That's what he went on to do. I think he writes tracks for other people, and I think Dappy was doing a bit of that as well, where she was really the main singer of the group. Now, you've got quite a few videos out, because if you want to find the team Recovery, you're quite easy to find you guys on the internet.
Yeah.
You're going to put, here's my card.
Here's a card.
Here's a card. It's not like TV, you can't see it. Here we go. I'll read it out then, shall I? Can you remember it now? No, you can't, because I'll take your card. Right, so YouTube. First of all, we're going to go to YouTube. www.youtube.com/teamrecoveryofficial. Now, you've got quite a few videos on there, haven't you?
Yeah.
Tell me about the videos. Obviously, they're fun to make, but you've got quite a few out. Who does those?
We all have a little go, don't we, really? It's your camera, and then sometimes I try and film little bits.
My camera?
No, Kieran's camera. Kieran's camera. And when he passes it to me, everything goes out of focus, so I have to give the camera back and do it again. But, we shoot our own videos and edit them, so we had to learn all that in the process. So.
And Titan TV.
Yeah, we had a lot of help from
our friend Mike. Smith, yeah.
Yeah.
Michael Smith, a camera guy who works for Titan TV, did... Yeah. The video I shoot to Battle Scars and Break Even and the Gimme Love song. So, yeah.
That track comes up quite a bit, Battle Scars, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
And we'll have to get a radio edit friendly version of that track. Tell me a little bit about the track.
Well, how did that start? Was we just rehearsing and then it popped up as an idea?
Yeah, it did. I think it was Stuart who kept going on about it.
I'd heard a remix of it and I really enjoyed it, the song, and I let these guys know and they said they knew it, and then we just kind of done that.
We was up to about 3 a.m, I think, recording it.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a late trip to McDonald's and a few drinks.
Good old cheeseburger.
Yeah.
It was when I went on the page, I was quite surprised how many you'd done. I mean, there's pages of them, isn't there?
Or videos.
What about the audio? How can people get to see the audio? If they go to, I mean, obviously you've got your Twitter at Team Recovery TR, so that's at Team Recovery TR. You've got your own Facebook page, facebook.com/. We are Team Recovery.
That's it.
We use that a lot, to be honest. Out of all of them, I think to interact with our supporters and that's the easiest one for us.
Yeah.
So we can interact with them a lot on Facebook. So if anyone wants to follow us, obviously give us a follow on Twitter if you can. We'll follow you back, and then plus give us a like on Facebook. Talk to us, because we do talk back to people. So
yeah.
And we will be putting up links of our songs.
Do you do SoundCloud and things like that?
We do have a SoundCloud,
yeah.
But we don't really use it. We only put the first EP on the SoundCloud, and then...
And Battle Scars is now on there.
You should probably still use that,
Probably
should do that.
Cool. Now, we're going to jump onto the events guide quickly, and we'll be right back, and we're going to be talking to you about reality TV.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know.
Ooh.
It's something to talk about, isn't it?
You're listening to Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Okay, welcome back. Now, we're talking about reality TV, because so many people I have on the show, bands, single artists, etc., have different opinions on it, because especially nowadays, now you have got so much stuff on the internet, there is a possibility that you could get a contact and be invited on to, you know, like Britain's Got Talent or The Voice, which is currently on TV at the moment. Is it something you'd look at doing?
Well, I've done it in the past, saying that.
Have you?
Yeah, I've and yeah, I've just never really got on them shows.
But would you do it as a group?
We applied for Britain's Got Talent once, and they gave us a date, but it was a date that we had a live performance at a show we was doing, so yeah, we couldn't really do it. But I don't know, it's worth a try, and it's good publicity, I reckon, so. But not at the moment, I don't think. No. Just taking it steady at the moment, doing our own thing.
And if he was on X Factor and you just done the audition and Carol had turned around and said, well, look, I like you, but I don't like you, would you split it?
I wouldn't, because, no, I mean, they are like brothers to me, you know what I mean? Because we've been through a lot together. We've been over a year and a half now. Mm-hmm. I think when you take one away, it doesn't work.
No. And then you've got a spare T-shirt to sell as well.
Exactly. We all vibe off each other, you know? We all feed off each other when we perform. We all, like, give back and forth, you know? So yeah, it wouldn't work if there's only three of us or two of us or one.
Okay. Well, we're going to do another track. What are you going to pick for your third track?
This is a cover of Maverick Sabre, I Need.
Okay. When you're ready, take it away.
To the point, should he drown or swim? Cause he's getting so stressed with all this counselling, and it feels like everybody counts on him. He just needs a new chance, needs counting him. But will he stand to win, or will he fall to break with the rules they made? But now he's got a chance, he could tour the States, he could perform on stage with a couple of mates. So now he's up late trying to find the words to describe the hurt, cause inside it's worse. And yeah, he tries to rehearse, he puts it in a pad, he puts it in a verse.
No.
And he's still going forward while the rest are in reverse. A couple late nights, he's still eager to learn, and he wants all the money that there is to be earned. So we ain't gonna stop until he leaves Earth.
I need sunshine, I need angels, I need so I'm feeling good, yes I need.
Need some money to be paying off debts. Always looking to the future, I'm just thinking ahead. But it's hard when the people won't listen to you yet. Sitting on my bed, couple wishes in my head. Switched it up a bit, now I'm persistent in the head. And no matter what they think, I'm still the kid I was at 10. My maturity made more of me giving orders to them. But don't think I'm bossy, I'm just trying to be a boss in 10 years and a time period. I am so serious, still running for the ice cream man, gang delirious. Yeah, but I don't ask for much. Now I've mastered stuff with these bars and stuff. Waiting for the day to buy a small range. Living in a small town that's all changed. I'm going from Witham to the world. This is where you pay attention and vision it as well.
Something good, just something good. Oh, oh.
when I haven't seen half them things I never thought I'd see, become something I never thought I'd be. Oh, 'cause there's something good, yes, I need sunshine, I need angels, I need something good, yes, I need blue skies, I need old, old, old times, I need something good, yes, something good, yes, something good.
To Sunday Lunch with Tony Smith on Phoenix 98 FM.
Welcome back. Fantastic. And well done on the guitar as well, because we always forget to praise the people doing the acoustic.
Yeah, he's a brilliant guitarist.
Stuff in the background. And I'll just picking up some of those lyrics. The range. Is that Range Rover you're talking about?
Yeah.
Not Golf Range. On the range. From Witham to the world.
That's it. That's the plan.
That's the plan. Whip them to the world. I love that bit. And I thought it was Rangers. When I was listening the other day, I thought, yeah, I like that bit. Nice and it's in there, isn't it? Nice and fresh.
Yeah.
Now, have you had anything embarrassing happen to you? In your little as you get together and do stuff, and you know.
I forgot lyrics a couple times.
I suppose that must be, you know, when I have the rappers on, one of the questions I always ask is, you know, with some songs you've got points where the vocals come in and you've got the choruses, you know where to get. When you're rapping quite quick, it's a lot harder to do that. If your mind wanders and someone's out there and few seconds you can lose it, and then you've got to try and
you don't realise when all the people are there. If you start looking at them, you get distracted. It makes you feel like proper nervous. And
can you make it up as you go along?
Yeah, that's when the freestyling comes in.
Remember the first show?
Yeah, the first show we ever did, we did I Need. We wrote it day before we performed it.
Mm.
And Lloyd's done about four bars of the actual thing he wrote, and then he had to freestyle. He pulled it off. No one would have known. Like, we knew, but he pulled it off.
Fantastic. Well, listen, thanks for joining me on the show. To get the... let's just run through again if people want to get in touch with you, because you're on Facebook. We are Team Recovery. YouTube, it's just a real matter of just putting Team Recovery Official in.
Mm-hmm.
And your Twitter is Team Recovery TR.
Yeah.
Are you going to be looking at getting yourself your own website at some point?
Yeah, we are going to be looking at doing that, yeah.
And bunging the material on that?
I'll design that, so...
And I'll be doing the show page blog, so I'll be able to catch all those tunes again. We'll be putting those on with a couple of pictures and that lot, which we're going to do in a sec while we're off air. And
you do some shout-outs?
Do some shout-outs. Who do you want to say hello to?
I think Jordan Hill messaged me on Facebook. She wanted a shout-out, so shout-out to Jordan Hill.
Hello, Jordan.
Hello, Jordan.
Our mate, Pelt, Alex.
Pelt?
Yeah, Pelt's man. Yeah, he's listening. Yeah, all my family at home listening. My girlfriend's at work listening. Tom's family, are they listening?
I think they're at church.
All right, fair play. Stuart, anyone?
Samantha.
Yeah, he kind of went all shy when
he
said that.
Oh, Samantha.
Hello,
Samantha.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah. Samantha, if you're listening, I must say, he's in front of us and he's like a tomato.
Yeah.
He's blushing. He is blushing.
Yeah. There you go.
I just want to shout out to everyone who supported us on our journey so far. I mean, the support's been overwhelming. It's been amazing. So, and to you for giving us the time to come in and ever radio.
Absolutely my pleasure. It's always great to have new talent on the show.
Could we possibly do one more song?
You can do one after the news if you want.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what we'll do. I'm going to do a couple of ads. We'll put a song on, do the news, do the weather, and you can stay with us for a little bit longer.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, well, let's get these ads on first.
Team Recovery, take over the radio.